This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Vaughn Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. Now here is your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager, and we're on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's, where we'll be each and every week, every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock for the entire season. And this segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Southern Orthopedic, Sports Medicine, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, by Parker's, Vaughn Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. Now join us, and let's welcome back the head coach of Frederica Academy Knights. Here's Brandon Derrick.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I don't look as good as you do, though. I'm not as native as you yet.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm used to the heat and the sun now at this point in time. It just gets, it's just old hat.
Well, congratulations. You guys are now 2-0 in 2016 on last Friday night. 56-0. We went on the road, got the win in the Holy Spirit against the Cougars. This Friday night, you come back home. It's going to be good to be back on the home turf. But let's go back to last Friday night. By the way, so far this season, interesting note, Knights have outscored their opponents 103-7. How do you feel about that when you hear that, and it's only game two?
It's expected, I guess. I know that might sound a little arrogant, but I felt like the first two games that with our athletes and the situations that we could put people in, that we could do some things like that. I still don't think we've got to our maximum potential. I think we're not there yet. I think we're still fine-tuning the machine. And you know, as we play stiffer competition as we go forward, we're going to be tested a little bit and have some adversity. I guess the most adversity that we actually had is what I put on the kids at practice and in the game of, you know, coming out and playing hard and going as fast as they can and have a great pace and making things happen. And so right now, you know, I kind of expected to be a little bit where we're at. I thought our defense was very solid going into the season. I thought our offense would score some points. And, you know, like I said, we're averaging 51.5 points a game. We're giving up 3.5 points a game. So, you know, that's not bad numbers right now.
Last week on the road, it was back and forth in the first quarter. Up until just under 2 minutes, at the 158 mark, all of a sudden, a 62-yard run explosion. Patrick Brunson takes off, finds daylight, score. That changed the whole game at that point.
Yeah, I think at that point, the guys decided that they were going to turn it on. Like I said, you know, I thought we didn't execute or we didn't have our head in the game. Of course, it is a 7-hour bus ride, you know, for us, because you have to stop, eat, and we'd walk through it, you know, at Macon, and we ate lunch at Macon, and we stopped in Atlanta and had a pregame. So it was a long day, and the kids, I thought, you know, kind of come out a little sluggish, like they'd been on a long bus ride. And then, you know, when Patrick busted that 63-yard run, you know, kind of turned the lights on, and then I think we went on to score another 35 points pretty quick after that. So, you know, I think it just, once you get that confidence going, the guys get the confidence, they make the adjustments, and we do a few things, and we had some pretty good holes at times, and we did a few things right, and the defense created some turnovers and gave us a short field, and we punched them in real quick and kind of took the win right out of their sails, and there we were, you know. But the run was really good. Patrick, again, he's a guy that we don't talk a lot about, but he's another one of them weapons.
Yeah.
And he executed really well.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick and on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Interesting, though, as that spark plug got going for the engine to fire, miscue on the extra point.
Yeah, I think we stepped down wrong and we let a guy off the edge and we missed the extra point. But I think after that, we fixed most of the stuff. We really worked on it a lot this week in practice, some of the miscues that we had Friday night. And we made that a point of emphasis. You know, right now, it's not getting us beat, but down the road, it could, you know, and when we play those teams like Valwood and Pinewood and and Memorial and Bethesda this Friday night. You have miscues like that, and you could lose a game 14-13 or something like that. And so we it's been a point of emphasis by our staff and to make sure that we're doing everything right. We're going to make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed when we walk out there and go after it this week.
Last week we talked about the yellow flag-itis you had in game one. You unpacked the flags for a while. They followed you up the road on the road trip, and then they disappeared. What was going on at that early stage when the flags were still popping?
You know, I even asked that question at one time, and I didn't even really get an answer from the referee. There are a few things that I questioned, and he was like, Coach, this and this. You watch the film on a couple of things that they called holding or blocking the back here and there, and I think we had a couple of targeting calls. One of them, you know, I talked to our guys about it, that you can't come up and try to come up through the shoulder area. And one of them, our guy just put his hands out, knocked the guy out. And some of the things were a little bit questionable, but, you know, I think early on, I think we had a few penalties, and that kind of hurt us, and it slowed us down a little bit. And then once you can't get your momentum, you can't get a rhythm. For us, if we get our momentum on offense and a rhythm, we're pretty dangerous offensively.
Second quarter, you found that rhythm. You talk about the explosiveness. Jayshon, then you have a fumble recovery. It was like three or four different guys took off at different times in that second quarter. It was like, who's going to get the ball? Who's going to score? But everyone, it was explosiveness,
yeah.
Not just small plays. It was big-time plays.
Yeah, we busted. I think Jayshon busted two over 50-something yards. I mean, he only carried the ball three times and had 110 yards and two touchdowns. So, you know, pretty productive night. Isaiah carried the ball eight times for like 80-something yards, so he was averaging 10 yards carry. Chris Myrick carried it once for 19, had a touchdown. The defense created a couple turnovers. Even the defense created a turnover, and Cameron McClellan scooped it up and scored and ran it back. So we were very explosive. We know that we have that ability to do that, be explosive, and so we're going to utilize it as much as possible. Our priorities this week is come out of the gate early. Let's play that first 6 minutes like we played that 10 minutes in that second quarter right there near the end of the first quarter and the second quarter. Let's start to force our will on people early on and go out there and execute and do what we know we're capable of doing. I thought the kids had done a good week, had a good week. I think we've done a great job up front. The whole line has done an outstanding job this week with our rotations and picking up the blitz. We're going to get a lot of blitz, and I thought the kids done a good job.
You changed quarterbacks really early in the game, really, and went with Jalen Simpson, run, pass, handoff. He really mixed it up extremely well.
Yeah, you know, Gavin tweaked the knee, so when he was limping, we pulled him, you know, because of the knee, and we put him back in a couple plays, and I think we were up that point 28 or 35-0. We went with Jalen, and both of those guys have that ability to pull it and run it and throw it and do all of that. So we just want to keep getting reps for both guys in case somebody goes down. You never know when the starter's going to go down, and you want to make sure everybody else has got experience. And that's been our job, and that's been our goal so far this first part of the season, is make sure we're getting experience for everybody. And so far, luckily, knock on wood, just about everybody's got a ton of experience these first two games.
At halftime, it's 42-0, and we were watching the two different teams huddling up. You guys talk more as coaches than you talk to your own players. They were talking to their players. What was going on in your coach's huddle? You guys spent, you know, probably 15 minutes just talking amongst yourselves.
Talking about rotations, who we're going to put on the field. That's what we were doing. We talked about who was going in next, who we wanted to see where. There's a lot of those things. We were just trying to move people around. You know, I guess when you're like we are, we just kind of go and analyze what we've seen the first part of the game. I think we take notes. I write stuff down on the sideline all the time. We try to address a few things that we've seen that didn't look right or we didn't line up right. And so we try to make our adjustments as a staff and then go in and talk to the players at the end.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors. Back in a moment.
Catch 228 in Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island is your home for the best seafood around. Oysters, shrimp, fish, you name it. Not to mention your island home for NFL Sunday Ticket, Major League Baseball Extra Innings, College Game Day, and so much more. Catch 228 is also your home for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick and a proud Frederica Academy supporter. So stop on in any night of the week for the best time on St. Simon's and find us on Facebook. Go Knights!
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager. We're on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Catch 228, I-95 Toyota, Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, plus by Jessup Furniture. And Coach, before we talk too much about this coming weekend, I was impressed by their quarterback. A young man did very well, Jamie English. A lot of potential within him. He stood in the pocket. He threw well. He's going to handle what you guys are dishing out. A tough kid, but nowhere to go with it.
Right. I think he was pretty much locked in at times. I thought you know, they did a pretty good job a little bit in the second half. Our younger kids did a really good job of being resilient and keeping the shutout against them. You know, that kid did a good job, you know, playing, making some plays up with his feet. But I thought our guys battled it. A couple times they drove it down inside the 10, and the defense made some big plays and come out of the end zone. And we didn't run the first team out there like a lot of people think. And we kept our young guys on the field, and they held their own and did their job.
Also, there was a big hit on your side. Yeah, you know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Guy came around the edge and turned right in front of your bench.
Yeah.
And he got laid out.
Yeah, that was Jalen Simpson on him. We had a zone call. And what happens in the zone, if you get the cutback, you're looking to get your eyes peeled. And we turned back around. There got turned. And it was not Sally. Jalen did a good job on the block back. Of course, he got called for a penalty for the targeting, but he didn't actually target. He actually hit with his hands and run his hands right straight through the guy's chest. It was a clean block, but, you know, sometimes I think they look at what we do and they look at our kids, and I think they're going to try to nickel and dime us to death because of our potential and what we look like when we walk off the bus. And so we've talked about it a little bit, about how we have to keep our composure and go play, because we do look the part right now.
Well, both teams did huddle up for a little bit while they helped him up. He did get up on his own.
Yeah.
But I was curious about what was said, because it seemed like it was like you didn't take your foot off the gas, but you maybe dialed it back one notch, or did you just tell the kids to play within themselves? What was said during that timeout huddle?
Well, you know, I think that one there, and then I asked with the huddle was, guys, we gotta be a little bit smarter. We gotta know what we're doing and when we do it. Things are calculated. Like I said, we are a big play team. You know, and everybody wants to make a block, and everybody's trying to give 100%. But there's sometimes when we get out front, we don't have to go make that block down the field. That guy's good enough to make that move and outrun everybody. And so, you know, at that time, I think during that timeout, I was just teaching the guys to throw their hands up and not block anybody in the back. So, and make smart plays.
Rhett Thompson scored in the third, making it 49-0. Fourth quarter, it's 62-yard run again. That caps off all the scoring, but again, it was one pass combination. How many different guys really did touch the ball and have big impact paid? Because I was at 10 different names throughout the night trying to figure out who's going to be the player of the game, who's going to be that standout player. There were so many.
I told you guys that we got a ton of guys that we roll through. We don't have that one trick pony. We got a bunch of them that can go out and make plays. And, you know, we're going to utilize them as much as possible. The funny thing was the one that you're talking about was Eric Tatum got the 60-yard. That run was a pop pass, which is almost like a lateral. We lined up. They didn't cover them. So the guys, we got a check off on that. If you don't cover the guy in the slot, we got to call for it. We just raise up and throw the ball out there. Well, they've been coached up so much that they're not covered. They just raise up and throw the ball. Of course, we were up 49-0, so everybody's like, oh, there they are throwing the ball. We're up 49-0. But we're programmed to do that, and that's what we're taught to do. And we did it earlier, and Eric actually dropped the ball one time. But the next time he caught it, he made one move, and he was going to score. That's what happens if, you know, we've got certain indicators. If guys aren't covered, somebody lines up in this technique or does that, we got certain plays we're calling immediately, and we're going to hit it and make a play off of it.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Talking about the win from last weekend, a big win, and that long bus ride. One of the things we talked about last week here on the show was you wanted the bond. You wanted to get them on the road. You wanted to get that early season win on the road. What was that like to get everything you wanted out of that? The win, the road trip, the upness, everything.
Hey, you know, I think it kind of gives you a roadmap how you have to travel and how you have to go about your business. I mean, that was a long day. The kids exceeded expectations on the travel up there. They were outstanding. You know, we told them we needed to be there at 8 o'clock. We need to have the bus loaded. We're going to pull out about 8:30. Bus was already loaded, and they were pulling out at 8:20. You know, they exceeded expectations. We got to Macon, ate lunch, and then we went over to Mercer University and did a walkthrough out there on their field, and I think that was exciting for the kids, even though it was about 5,000 degrees on that sports turf. Kids really enjoyed that, and they conducted themselves very well. You know, they traveled great. And then we got to Atlanta. We had a pregame meal. They very complimentary, the staff was. At the restaurant we were at, talking about how well-behaved our kids were and how they did they handled their business. And then, of course, we got off, we stretched, we got out at the stadium, and they did a good job of getting prepared. You know, I thought, you know, maybe we was a little wary from the travel starting off, but then it kicked in and the kids did a good job. And, you know, that's kind of what you expect. Again, we're still very young. I mean, we start 9 sophomores, so you know, we're not a battle-tested bunch yet. I mean, that was game 12 for a lot of those kids, 12th or 13th game in high school. So we're still learning the ropes, and we got a long way to go. But I really felt like from this past week to where we're going into this week, I think we've made some huge strides in a lot of different areas with some kids. And so I feel pretty good about it.
One of the strides, I think you made an adjustment on the speed of transitioning the no-huddle calls. It seemed like you slowed the pace down a little bit because it was so fast last week, and it seemed like it was intense to stay with it. Can you dial it back just a little bit of that speed, the movement, the transition?
We dialed it back just a little bit so everybody made sure they had the call. We missed a couple calls last week, but, you know, we want to have a tempo. I want to be very fast-paced. You know, I like to wear people down as we can go, and for that, we kind of dialed it down just a little bit so everybody could hear what was going on, what was being said. Much bigger stadium than we're used to playing in. So a few factors with that, but I thought we did an okay job, and the kids, they executed really well.
Which is stronger right now on the offense, the run or the pass game? If you had to break it down, where's the A side, maybe where's the A-minus side?
Well, we weren't as balanced as we wanted to be in game 2. We relied on the run a lot. I'm almost a 60-40 guy, run to pass. And I think game 1 we were right at 60-40 run pass wise, and then this second game we ran the ball a ton and didn't throw it as much. But I think we had some assignments. We got confused up front a little bit on some assignments. And if I had my druthers, I'd like to be about 60-40, sometimes 50-50. I think right now with the kids we got on the edge that we could get out there and go. But at the same time, we want to wear people out from sideline to sideline and then run at them a little bit later on in third and fourth quarter. And then we start running through arm tackles and we break big runs and we do some things. So I feel like we're getting there. Kids are starting to understand what we're doing game planning, and they've done a good job this week with it.
Stick around. We've got more to come. We'll be right back with more on the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. Head coach Brandon Erick is with us again on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Back in a moment.
Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island, St. Simon's Seafood, located at 2463 Demery Road in the Shops at Demery Plaza next to Loco's, has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon's Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh, it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon's Seafood and check them out on Facebook. St. Simon's Seafood, the island's only fresh seafood market. Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and Dippin' Dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights! Coastal Computer Consulting LLC is a Golden Isles premier IT service provider. Their team of friendly technicians provide expert service and support for businesses and residential clients. Windows or Mac, they've got your back. As a Microsoft Silver partner, you can be sure you're getting the highest level of service. 383 Sylvan Boulevard on St. Simon's behind Cafe Frederica. 912-634-1691 or connect online, coastalcpu.com, and check them out on social media. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders, when you dream of buying or building the very best. Vaughn Realty Group prides itself on the highest level of real estate service with state-of-the-art technology, cutting-edge marketing, and a social media approach to stand out in the market. Call Julie Vaughn, 571-7451, located between Ember and Sweet Mamas in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center on St. Simon's. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders. Your satisfaction is our success.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager, and we're on location to catch 228 on St. Simon. This segment is brought to you by Vaughn Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Parker's. Let's wrap up last week's game a little bit here. What were your big takeaways from this? And before that, any injuries from last week? You did talk about a quarterback slight injury, but how are we really doing?
He's fine. I think we're pretty much all healthy except for one guy. We're back to full capacity. We've got 31 out of 32 ready to go. And then the guy that's been injured is Chaffee with a concussion, so he's still going through his concussion protocol. But other than that, I think everybody's pretty much healthy, and we're about full speed, hopefully, this week.
So what were your big takeaways as you broke it down, analyzed, circled up as coaches on Monday or so?
I think our big takeaways from the game on Monday was we got to do the little things a little bit better. You know, we got the ability to have some big plays. We got to do the little things a whole lot better, and we got to force the techniques and hands and all of our hand placement and stuff like that that we're using up front on offensive defensive lines and our steps and secondary and defense and linebackers. And on offensively, with our running backs and skill guys, if we're running bubbles and stuff like that to get on the perimeter, we got to be in a sprint to get out there. We got to get the ball on the edge if we're going to be on the edge. Just the little bitty things. It's the little things that's going to be the difference in us playing for the state championship and us watching the state championship. So, you know, that's what we got to go out there and do. And I think we've done a pretty good job this week of focusing on that and communicating. We talked about communicating. I thought we messed up a couple assignments up front on both sides, offense and defense. Not communicating right, not making the right checks. But I think communication this week's been pretty outstanding with our O-line. They've done a great job watching film. You know, we download the film after every practice, and we take notes and we send notes to the kids. And so I really feel like they've done a good job this week.
You have another non-conference game this week back at home. And it's a team, from my understanding, you played for the first time last year, correct?
We played them the year before, too. We beat them the year before, I think, on a toss pass with about a minute to go in the game. And
wow.
And then last year we lost to them 29-20. But they're a pretty good football team, Bethesda is.
So Bethesda comes down from Savannah, and that's not a long drive. There should be some good fans on both sides of the benches.
Yeah, I expect a pretty good crowd out of Bethesda. I think they've got nearly 40 on their roster. They're going to have a big team. They're very big. They're physical. They're fast. They're going to be aggressive. You know, they didn't play very well last week. So Coach Turner up there and I, we have a good relationship. He'll have them ready. They're going to be a very solid team when they get off the bus.
Will this be the first test, so to speak, for your squad going against a larger, more physical team?
Yes, this is the test. This is going to be it. I think those first two were a little bit of a warm-up. This one right here is going to be the real deal. We're going to see what we're made of a little bit.
As you go into this, knowing what you know about them, last year you guys did lose 29-20, and it was back and forth, it looked like. It back and forth, and then just a slight advantage to them, if I'm looking at the box score right.
Yeah, they were very talented, and they were a very good football team last year. They ended up being the runner-up last year in South Carolina, the state runner-up up there, and so they were very talented. We were very young last year. We made some mistakes that cost us some touchdowns, and we had a couple guys out for that game that were starters that would have helped us. And I felt like, you know, if everybody was at full speed last year when we played Bethesda, we had a good chance. And, you know, I thought our kids last year battled to the bitter end. We got down 21-7 and then battled back. And, you know, and then we turned the ball over and gave them a touchdown kind of right there at the end. It gave them the 8 points. On a turnover right when we were right back in the middle of it. But I think that was something for us to learn from, and I think the kids did a good job with it. And I think this year, a little bit different situation. I think they're just as good as they were last year, but I think we're a year older with much more experience, and I expect us to go out and play a lot better and a lot harder.
Talk about the front lines, because last week we kind of mirrored each other. We talked about that, but you guys both ran spreads. But what's the front line combination like for them versus you, offense, defense?
For them offensively, they'll be a little bit of a spread look. They'll have three running backs in the backfield. They'll run what I call a triangle, and they'll run the T formation out of the shotgun, and then they run a stack I set out of the shotgun with some offset backs, and then they'll go four wide, they'll go empty. So they're going to give you a lot of different looks. Nothing that we haven't went back and watched 3 years worth of film on, 7 games. So we spent some time breaking down some film to see everything that we could possibly see. But, you know, we've thrown in some stuff that we hadn't seen 2 years ago. But I think they're a very big football team. I think their smallest guy on the offensive line is going to be about 255 pounds. So everybody else is about anywhere from 250 to 275. I think they've got one kid that goes 315. So they're big up front. Their linebacking core is big, and you know, they're going to be physical, and they're going to run to the ball. And defensively, they're going to line up in a 3-3-5, and they're going to blitz. They blitz 100% of the time. They're bringing somebody.
Wow.
So we have to be prepared, and that's what we've worked on this week. We put in tremendous effort to pick up the blitz, and I thought this week that our O-line and quarterbacks and running backs have done an outstanding job being able to communicate with each other and pick it up. They've done a good job this week of doing that.
This is the Federica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're preparing for the game coming up this Friday back at home, and special teams might become a bigger issue here since we are a little bit bigger, more physical game we're talking about. What's special team differences?
I think our kicking game is going to be a lot stronger. They don't have anybody that can kick a field goal, pretty much, what I can tell. They're not going to be kicking it pretty deep on the kickoff. I think we'll be fielding the kickoff somewhere around the 20-yard line and have a chance to push the field, whereas John Mitchell can just about do anything we ask him to do. He can pooch kick them up high, and we can run under it and field it, and we pretty much pin people back. He can kick it through the end zone, and he gives us that ability that if we're not punching in the touchdown, we've got the ability to kick a field goal from 50 and in just about all the time. So that's a huge asset for us, to have a field goal kicker and a place kicker and a punter that can do what we can do and kind of flip field position. And I think that is going to be a huge thing for us this week.
Last week we definitely saw the speed on special teams. You had a couple guys that were just the classic torpedoes, put their head down, go, and they took guys out. Do they have that ability? Do they have the guys that can fly like that and hit you deep?
Yeah, they do. They have that speed, so we've adjusted our kickoff team to make sure that we've got people in the right spots, and we've talked about a few things about the trajectory of the ball and when the time is to call a fair catch, and, okay. you know, and when to let it roll out of bounds. And so we've done a few of those things this week. We've adjusted our kickoff return teams and our punt team to what they can do. And we've looked at all of their trick plays out of special teams, too. So, you know, a lot of things we've covered this week in a practice, but I think the kids are pretty well prepared.
One thing we haven't talked about yet this year, and it'd be interesting to me, that may morph with a young team like you have, but there's always leaders that emerge from within a team. You have team captains, obviously, but there's always those surprise people that emerge, and you're like, where'd that come from? And they become that leader. Who are you seeing right now becoming that leader type?
I'll tell you what, right now, in the middle, on our offensive line, Michael Kimball, I think, has kind of emerged as that guy up front. He's kind of taken that center job, and he didn't really want to be that center starting off, but he's kind of adapted to it and adopted it and taken it in. And I think Luckett McEwen's kind of become that guy on the offense to it, wide receiver. And then on the defensive side, Cameron McClellan, the Mike linebacker, does a very good job. But the guy that kind of goes unnoticed, gets everybody ready and plays real well is Patrick Brunson in the secondary. He gets everybody lined up, and he don't make too many bad reads.
Final thoughts, to be prepared for a home game this Friday night.
You know, it's going to be fun. Get there early. And, you know, I never know when the fireworks are going to go off with our bunch. They could stall. They may come out of the gun at six, as soon as we kick off. But, you know, I hope we come out of the gun. I think it's going to be a good competitive game, and I think it's going to be fun. You know, and I hope at the end that we pull out the win and we get it done. But I feel like it's going to be very competitive. And, you know, come out and support these guys. They work hard every day. And so I hope we have another huge crowd. We had a great crowd last week in Atlanta. And I hope we have another great crowd this week. And come out and see some good football.
We've had great weather. Come on out and join us this Friday night. Thanks again for joining us here on the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Catch 228 on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. We get it underway. And that's the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. Until next week, I'm Rich Bontrager. We'll see you back here at Catch 228. So long for now.